Tuesday, April the 7th, and we're outside on our deck in the sunshine. What a beautiful day. And we're doing our family altar and thought we'd put it up for our Wednesday Bible study and prayer time message. 1 Samuel chapter 4, 5, 6, and 7. Praise the Lord. And so we're going to go ahead and read in groups of five, starting in 1 Samuel chapter 4. I'll get a Bible and follow along with us. And the word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched beside Ebenezer. And the Philistines pitched in Aphek. And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel, and when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines, and they slew the army in the field, about 4,000 men. And when the people were come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, "Wherefore hath the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines? Let us fetch the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us, that when it cometh among us, it may save us out of the hand of our enemies." So the people sent to Shiloh, and that they might bring from thence the ark of the covenant of the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth between the cherubims. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the ark of the covenant of God. And when the ark of the covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout, so that the earth rang again.
And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, "What meaneth the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews?" And they understood that the ark of the Lord was come into the camp. And the Philistines were afraid, for they said, "God is come into the camp." And they said, "Woe unto us, for there hath not been such a thing heretofore. Woe unto us, who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. Be strong and quit yourselves like men, O ye Philistines, that ye be not servants under the Hebrews, as they have been to you. Quit yourselves like men and fight." And the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten, and they fled every man into his tent. And there was a very great slaughter, for there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen.
And the ark of God was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. And there ran a man of Benjamin out of the army, and came to Shiloh in the same day, with his clothes rent, and with earth upon his head. And when he came, lo, Eli sat upon a seat by the wayside, watching, for his heart trembled for the ark of God. And when the man came into the city and told it, all the city cried out. And when Eli heard the voice of crying, he said, "What meaneth the noise of this tumult?" And the man came in hastily and told Eli. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim, that he could not see. And the man said unto Eli, "I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army." And he said, "What is there done, my son?"
And the messenger answered and said, "Israel is fled before the Philistines, and there hath been also a great slaughter among the people. And thy two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of God is taken." And it came to pass, when he made mention of the ark of God, that he fell from off the seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck brake, and he died. For he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years.
My Bible in the margin says, Eli sat, Eli got fat, and Eli died like that.
Yep.
Sorry.
So don't sit.
Yeah, don't sit around.
And his daughter-in-law, Phinehas's wife, was with child, near to be delivered. And when she heard the tidings that the ark of God was taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and travailed, for her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the women that stood by her said unto her, "Fear not, for thou hast borne a son." But she answered not, neither did she regard it. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, The glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband. And she said, The glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken.
Chapter 5. And the Philistines took the ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer unto Ashdod. When the Philistines took the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when they of Ashdod arose early on the morrow, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the earth before the ark of the Lord, and they took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they rose early on the morrow morning, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. And the head of Dagon and both palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him. Therefore, neither the priests of Dagon nor any that come into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod unto this day. But the hand of the Lord was heavy upon them at Ashdod, and he destroyed them and smote them with emerods, even Ashdod and the coasts thereof.
And when the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they said, The ark of the God of Israel shall not abide with us, for his hand is sore upon us and upon Dagon our God. They sent, therefore, and gathered all the lords of the Philistines unto them, and said, What shall we do with the ark of the God of Israel? And they answered, Let the ark of the God of Israel be carried about unto Gath. And they carried the ark of the God of Israel about thither. And it was so that after they had carried it about, the hand of the Lord was against the city with a very great destruction. And he smote the men of the city, both small and great, and they had emerods in their secret parts. Therefore they sent the ark of God to Ekron, and it came to pass, as the ark of God came to Ekron, that the Ekronites cried out, saying, They have brought about the ark of the God of Israel to us, to slay us and our people. So they sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines, and said, Send away the ark of the God of Israel, and let it go again to his own place, and that it slay us not, and our people. For there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city. The hand of God was very heavy there, and the men that died not were smitten with the emerods, and the cry of the city went up to heaven.
Chapter 6. And the ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priest and the diviner, saying, What shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us wherewith we shall send it to his place. And they said, If ye send away the ark of the God of Israel, send it not empty, but in any wise return him a trespass offering. Then ye shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you. Then said they, What shall the trespass offering which we shall return? What shall be the trespass offering which we shall return to him? They answered, 5 golden emerods, and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines, for one plague was on you all and on your lords. Wherefore ye shall make images of your emerods and images of your mice that mar the land, and ye shall give glory unto the God of Israel. Preadventure ye will lighten his hand from off of you and from off your gods, and from off your land.
Wherefore then do ye harden your hearts, as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts? When he had wrought wonderfully among them, did they not let the people go, and they departed? Now therefore make a new cart, and take 2 milk kine, on which there hath come no yoke, and tie the kine to the cart, and bring their calves home from them. And take the ark of the Lord, and lay it upon the cart, and put the jewels of gold which ye return him for, offering, and offer by the side thereof, and send it away that it may go. And see, if it goeth up by the way of his own coast to Beth Shemesh, then he hath done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that smote us. It was a chance that happened to us. And the men did so, and took 2 milk kine, and tied them to the cart, and shut up their calves at home.
And they laid the ark of the Lord upon the cart, and the coffer with the mice of gold, and the images of their emerods. And the kine took the straight way to the way of Bethel Shemesh, and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them unto the border of Beth Shemesh. And they of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark, and rejoiced to see it. And the ark came into the field of Joshua of Beth Shemesh, of Beth Shemite, and stood there. And there, or where there was a great stone, and they clave the wood of the cart, and offered the kine a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord, and the coffer that was with it, wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrifices the same day unto the Lord. And when the 5 lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day.
And these are the golden emerods which the Philistines returned for a trespass offering unto the Lord: for Ashdod 1, for Gaza 1, for Ascalon 1, for Gath 1, for Ekron 1. And the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines, belonging to the 5 lords, both of fenced cities and of country villages, even under the great stone of Abel, whereon they set down the ark of the Lord, which stone remaineth unto this day in the field of Joshua the Beth Shemite. And he smote the men of Beth Shemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. Even he smote of the people 50,000 and 70 men. And the people lamented, because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Beth Shemesh said, Who was able to stand before this holy Lord God? And to whom shall he go up from us? And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath Jearim, saying, The Philistines have brought again the ark of the Lord. Come ye down and fetch it up to you.
Chapter 7. And the men of Kirjath Jearim came and fetched up the ark of the Lord, and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill, and sanctified Eleazar the son to keep the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, while the ark abode in Kirjath-Jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years. And all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Ashtaroth, and served the Lord only. And Samuel said, Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord.
And they gathered together to Mizpah, and drew water, and poured it out before the Lord, and fasted on that day, and said there, We have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines, and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel.
And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah, and pursued the Philistines, and smote them until they came under Beth-car. Then Samuel took a stone, and set it between Mizpah and Shen, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hereto hath the Lord helped us. So the Philistines were seduced.
Subdued.
So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coasts of Israel, and the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. Finish her, honey.
And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel. From Ekron even unto Gath, and the coasts thereof, did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house, and there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar unto the Lord.
All right. We mark off April 7th. The whole reading schedule. You're curious. I love the scripture. It's curious. A couple things, of course, are humorous in my mind anyway. So. But notice, did you notice our woodpecker came and was sitting over this branch watching us?
No, I didn't.
That was him squawking.
I can't find
He's
him.
He's still right there. He's right in the sun. You can't see him. So it's curious that they acknowledge that these horrible things were happening to them. The Philistines did because of the Lord God that they'd violated. It's unfortunate. Here we are in the middle of a pandemic, I guess we'd call it, and there's no acknowledging, at least not by the world, there's no acknowledging that God has anything to do with any of it. How unfortunate. I think Mike Lindell put a blurb on with the president, if I'm not mistaken, or with somebody, that we ought to seek God's face and pray, but other than that, I haven't heard any cries from the world that we should worship or turn back from our wicked ways. Okay, we're in Psalms. On the 7th, we're reading Psalms 97. We're all caught up on Psalms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 97. Got her?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord reigneth.
Together?
Yeah, let's read it together. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted out wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare the righteousness, and all the earth
see his glory.
I got another verse mixed in there. Let's do 6 again.
The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory.
Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Father, praise you and thank you for your word. Thank you that we could read it together on such a beautiful day out here on our new deck. We thank you for, again, just your hand and your blessing on our efforts, especially our efforts at Good Samaritan Baptist Church, to lift up your name, to minister to shut-ins, and Father, that you just touch and bless and help us in that regard. Thank you again for so many larger churches with great resources pitching in, doing their streamlining of services, and I thank you again that we could take advantage of the new outreach and outpouring even of church services, of independent fundamental church services on the airwaves. And we just praise you and ask that even through this crisis, Father, these changing times, that we could again find opportunity to praise your name. I pray that you'd be with our church, that it could lift up your name, be a lighthouse, be a witness. I pray that you'd be with each of our folks, touch them with health and watch care. Thank you for their great care, again, as far as being careful and following as best we can the rules given by our governor to be careful and safe. And Father, I'll praise you again and thank you that we could just see your name exalted even through these trials. We thank you again for your word. Thank you again that you opened the eyes of the Philistines, that they might exalt you, even give sacrifice to you for the forgiveness of their sins. And Father, I pray that there'd be an awakening in our own nation, and Father, that hearts could again recognize that you are our Creator, first off, and that you created all things, that man fell into sin, and sins brought death and destruction and virus and disease into this world, and now we're plagued by it. I pray again that you'd tug on the hearts of America, that there'd be a turning back to you. I pray that you'd tug on the hearts of Christians, that we now more than ever would use the opportunity to talk again of your great love for mankind. We know there's coming a day when it'll be too late. We know your word says that today is the day of salvation. So I pray again that you just put in each Christian, a Good Samaritan Baptist Church, yea, and all this area, Father, put in them a heart and a zeal again that would take a new boldness into their soul winning, into their witness, and Father, that we could again just learn to lift up your name and see lives changed. Father, it sure would be great if we had to interrupt a routine and find a way of rules to doing a baptismal service at our church. And Father, that someone could be saved and baptized and added to the church during these times. That's our prayer. We'd ask again, Father, that you'd encourage and touch each of these little churches in upstate New York that need to hear from you even in that way. Father, thank you. Praise you for family. Ask for your watch, care, and blessing on each one. Touch and give protection and Father, your presence. I think especially of the kids out of college that need, again, to just have your grace and blessing on their lives. I think of the kids home from school, also our grandkids, and pray that you'd touch and bless and help, that your name could be reign preeminent in their lives, even in their studies. And Father, I'll thank you and praise you for hearing our prayer. Touch now, again, our Tuesday with your hand. There's so many things that should be done today, and I pray again that you'd help again with the schedule and the events that need to be pursued, and we'll thank you and praise you for your blessing on our efforts for you. We love you, and thank you again that you could touch. Hear our prayer requests on this day, and we'll give you all the praise in the name of Christ. Amen.